This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, did Friday's U.S. cattle inventory report have any impact on the cattle markets today?
I think it did, Leslie, but I also think seeing higher cash trade take place in our feed yards late Friday at mainly 138 offset the negativeness of the inventory report. So we had the positive of the cash, the negative of the inventory report. We saw two-sided trading today, but we close on a positive note. We also saw box beef $1.03 higher on choice, down $1.94 on selects, moved 53 loads, and saw an estimated cattle kill today of 111,000 head of cattle. Now, on the close today, February cattle were 37 cents higher, April live cattle 42 higher, March feeders up 52, May feeders up 15, and April lean hogs were unchanged.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. okagcredit.com.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Tom, what's pushing down the grain prices today?
Well, Leslie, I think partially is, remember back on Friday, we had big upside, nice little surge at the end of the session that even pushed us higher on Friday, and I think we saw them take some of that away today on profit-taking. News-wise, nothing stood out to move this market one way or the other. Remember, we're starting a new month here, and I think they just started taking back some of that good gains they gave us there on Friday. We don't have anything else really big going on this week to really sway this market, and we did manage to bounce off the lows going into the close today. But the March KC and July KC wheat still closed down 5.25 cents on the day. March Chicago wheat was down 4 cents. March corn closed 0.75 cents lower. July corn was down 1 cent. March soybeans were 1.5 cents lower. July beans down 2.25 cents. And the March cotton, 66 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.